Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival, and I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events, Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. Good afternoon, Al.
Hi, Melody.
Oh, what a day. We have Greg Hunter joining us, USA Watchdog, today. He will be joining us in how many minutes, Al? 5 minutes.
Eight, maybe seven minutes.
Soon, anyway. So let's get right to the market report. As always, we have gold had a very nice day today. You know, when it's up 1850, off its low. I mean, off its high of 1258. That's a pretty good day. 1850 for gold at 1252. We have a little bit of pressure on the dollar. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But silver over 17 today, 1703, up almost, 4.5% for silver today, 4.5% for silver, up 0.72. That was a great day for silver.
Spectacular day.
When was the last time
that happened?
Well, you know, we've had since up 72. We've seen it up. This level, but making the move from the 13 to 15, we had some good days in there, but another one, a great day. Platinum, told you guys yesterday, was a good time to be buying platinum when it was under 1,000. It was up 35 today at 1,018. Palladium up 17 at $586. USDX today, you know, it's down, but, you know, down 0.40, 94.07. I saw earlier in the day it was in the 93 area, but so it did come back a little bit, not by much, but, you know, still at 94.07 for the USDX. Crude oil today up 1.21, 40.99. And it seems like the paper markets today looked like they had a, you know, still above the 18,000 mark for the Dow. It was up 50 points, 18.053. The NASDAQ, although was down 20 at 49.40. The S&P up 6 at 2,100. I'm looking at a new screen. We went over crude oil. Let me look at the 10-year yield. That was government bonds. Ten-year, 1.79. on the yield. So that moved up just a little bit. So great day in gold and silver.
Great day for precious metals across the board.
Precious metals across the board.
A spectacular day, really.
I wanted to see.
I mean, $36 for platinum.
Mm-hmm.
$16 for palladium. 73 cents for silver. $19.20 for gold.
Well,
it's one of those things. You're
readjusting the numbers, but yeah, it was 1850 for gold, 1703 at the time that I gave them. So, yeah. For the month of April, we have 2.8 million silver eagles that were sold, 2.8 million ounces of silver sold by the U.S. Mint. We've got another basically week and a half. So, again, I think we'll be far over the 4 million level. We beat in April for 1 ounce gold eagles, 65,000 ounces compared to 38 last month for a total. So we should certainly hit the, I would think, 100,000 ounces in the gold eagle department with the U.S. Mint by the end of April. So certainly lots of interest in gold and silver. None of the reports coming out are very good as far as the financial news that is coming out. You had housing starts that slumped more than forecast. That came out today. But you have all these global stocks. They're just rallying on crude, on earnings, and you even have emerging markets. They're jumping. So, you know, it's really, again, that same bizarre world, Al. Can't find any good news. Everything shows that the world is crumbling, but yet.
President Obama hasn't lost confidence. He says he doesn't understand. The economy is really quite good, and why aren't the people, getting on the happy days are here again bandwagon? He says it's because they've been traumatized by the Great Recession, and they don't trust the reports anymore. But things are really pretty good, according to President Obama. Yeah, but, that's just a certain amount of nonsense, because there are no end articles talking about black swan events, for example. There are no end articles that are pointing out the debt is too great. Inflation is rising. They've got, there are problems after problems. Unemployment is certainly not falling. It's not plunging. Unemployment's staying steady, at least. You know, Obama's opinion that everything is, happy days are here again, it's just nonsensical. It is contrary to what virtually everyone who talks about this is warning about. People are warning about a 50% plunge in the stock market. I don't know what the truth of the matter is. One man has one opinion, one has another. But when one man, like the president, has one opinion, and then there are hundreds of people in positions where they speak out, they study these kinds of issues and speak out on them, and only a handful of them seem optimistic. What did Janet Yellen say most recently? She's concerned about the uncertainty in the market. It was perhaps the first time she ever used the word uncertainty, and if I understand correctly, in her speech, she used it several times.
Mm-hmm, she did.
That indicates, the chairman of the Federal Reserve is saying, look, this thing is a little shaky. Obama's singing happy days are here again. It's,
he has less than a year in there. So, yeah, he's going. But there was a.
Maybe that's what he's so happy about.
Yeah.
Finally get out of this thing and get.
He's not nearly as happy as I am that he's out of there. But United Health to trim Affordable Care Act insurance exchanges. I was going to touch that on briefly, but we've been notified that we have Greg Hunter on the line. So I really don't want to keep him waiting, because we always enjoy him joining the programs. USAWatchdog.com is the website. Good afternoon, Greg Hunter.
Good to see you. I mean, this is just more of the fraud that's taking place. You know, the Obamacare was going to be cheaper, and it was going to be nirvana, and it's failing. And it's failing because and they can't even tax enough to do the crazy stuff they were doing. They basically uninsured everybody and then insured them all back again. and 85% of the people had had insurance they liked, and it was, oh, it's going to give a few people some insurance. No, that's not what it was. Nope. It was tax increases. It was massive social, programs, abortion, sex change operations, vision, dental, birth control pills. You may just every, wet dream of the ultra lefty, wackadoodle, free stuff for everyone until you run out of other people's money. But I'm sorry, I digress. How you doing?
We're doing just great.
Do you like that little rant? I just off the top of my head.
You missed one point. They didn't manage to establish gun control yet. They did almost everything else with Obamacare, but they haven't quite taken our guns away.
Well, they have to do that because it's tyranny to the max here. I mean, we have Hillary Clinton, who I think, this is my opinion, to me, she used her office as Secretary of State, had a private server to cover her tracks, so she could enrich herself to the tune of hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, with her and her husband giving these bogus speeches for $500,000. What does Bill Clinton tell people for $500,000? I mean,
vote for Hillary.
Does he tell them that there's colonies on Mars and here's how you can make money on it? I don't know. What does he tell them for $800,000? What does Hillary tell people for $150 million in fees that she won't release? What does she tell people? She used her job to enrich herself, and she had a private server to cover it. Let's get real here. That's what happened.
If she was smart enough to earn that kind of money giving economic advice, she should be running the Federal Reserve rather than running
advice
for the presidency.
She sold favors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, I mean, this is what this is.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Let's get to the chase here. She's a criminal, she took bribes for favors and enriched herself and used and needed a private server to do so. Now,
I didn't want to carry, four devices.
Young people are not stupid, Hillary. You know, there are young people that have grown up in the internet age that know you're lying.
But you know what amazes me, Greg? I talked to a woman yesterday. I asked her, who would you vote for? Hillary.
Yep.
It's like, really? I just don't understand.
I know a lot of women won't vote for her. Now, that's why Bernie, listen, this is why Bernie Sanders, this is not a small thing. This isn't a guy getting 2 or 3%. This is a guy that knocked her out the last 7 races.
Yep.
She is worried about, and I don't know what she's going to do with the superdelegates. If he even wins, he won't get the superdelegates. They'll give it to her. He hurt himself in New York by not standing up for Israel. I mean, she's smart enough to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to, I don't know what she'll do. She's crazy. I don't know. This is the most small thing. There's a big split in the Democratic Party. And I can't imagine that if he doesn't get the nomination, that part of the people that voted for him are not going to vote for her. They're going to vote for Trump.
Yeah, that's right. I saw a report just lately that they did a poll that indicated that half the people that are voting for Bernie, if Hillary is nominated, they won't support her. They'll vote for Trump, which proves
because he's funding his own campaign and everybody is pissed at him. And, I know he's brash.
And because people are pissed at the establishment. That's the implication from my perspective. They're just saying we're not voting for another establishment candidate. I don't care. Half of the people voting for Bernie. They don't care. Anybody but an establishment.
Call it what it is. We want the crime and the fraud to continue. We just had Wells Fargo Bank pay a $1.2 billion fine for deceiving, quote unquote, deceiving the federal government on how risky loans were. And they paid a $1.2 billion fine, and then they were awarded primary dealer status with Wells Fargo Bank. They were rewarded. This is like only one of 22 banks. I guess they replaced MF Global that is fraudulent, and of course nobody went to jail on that one either. And then we have a couple of weeks ago, who was it? Goldman Sachs paying $5 billion for mishandling. I love that, for fraud. Nobody goes to jail. That we just had the Deutsche Bank thing. Have you noticed, folks, how this has not been? I've been all over every business channel, every business paper, all over the USA Today, all over that. And Deutsche Bank, this is a big story. Deutsche Bank, biggest bank in Europe, one of the biggest banks, if not the biggest, with $70 trillion in derivatives exposure. Admits to rigging not one but two markets. Gold is a separate market than silver. Rigging. And says they'll roll over on bankers. Already rolled over on Soshi Mikada and somebody else. I can't remember who.
HSBC.
Rolled over on them. And, you know, there's other banks doing this. They were not just three banks. And rolled over on them, and now there are lawsuits. So this thing, not only they admitted to more massive fraud and they rigged money, they, you know, are implicating other banks, going to help. This is part of the agreement, to help other banks. I'm sure they're threatening with major jail time. And so this doesn't get covered. Oh, and it hatches lawsuits, multi-billion-dollar lawsuits on top of it. So this story is so big, it spans across the Atlantic, multiple big banks. It spawns lawsuits, and that's not a story. Now, what Saudi Arabia may do if we pass a law saying that they could be sued, that's a big story. Not what happened, what they may do. Not what's already happened with Deutsche Bank saying, we've manipulated gold, silver prices. Then 3 hours, 4 hours later, we also manipulated gold prices. So they massive frauds, and everything is manipulated, massive fraud. And the, look, it's 1,800 on the Dow. Hey, look, everybody, look, your stocks are doing good. Look, don't focus on the fraud.
How soon do you think we'll see an effect on manipulation in the gold and silver markets? This has to slow down the manipulation process.
Well,
other banks are going to look at this and say, you know, we could go to jail for this stuff.
Well, there's a couple,
and it might slow them down. I'm not saying it's going to stop.
They're going to run out of gold. They're going to, you know, what's happened is the dollar is taking a hit on the world stage, bigger picture. And so what, gold is up to 1250, and silver is up a whopping 74 cents. It's almost $17 an ounce.
Yeah, almost 5%
and,
today.
You called this, Melody. You said, I don't know how these people can sell silver or gold at cost, at the spot. And what Northwest Mint, I think somebody has written me and said they're out, they're done. There's some other
people. Are they finally done after how many years?
Well, yeah, they took a lot of orders.
Yeah, they did.
And get in line. And this is why you have to pay a commission. You can't get stuff for free. It doesn't work that way. Maybe a few people may have done that. There's other people doing the same thing where they're doing these unbelievable commissions, which you are risking your, you know, thousands of dollars or hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands. If you're buying a big order from these people, you are risking them going hoofs up, and because they can't make enough money doing it. They have to charge a reasonable price, and as the prices go up, the commissions will go up because you can't, you know, replenish your supply. So I don't know. It's massive fraud. I told a friend of mine who was like, "Hey, these actually have come back up." I said, "Listen, let me tell you something. You're participating in fraud. Okay, listen to me. Look at me. We are in emergency measures. We've been so since 2008. You are participating in a fraud."
Yeah, my stocks went up.
Stop. Okay, this is like Bernie Madoff. We're getting 12% a year. Whether you knew it or don't know it, when it goes, don't expect to be made whole. This is orders of magnitude bigger than Bernie Madoff. And you said, how long will it last? And the answer is, I don't know, but when it ends, it will end quickly. Like Bernie Madoff leaves his office at Friday afternoon. I've said this before. Goes out to his Southampton home, has a lovely weekend. It's beautiful, lovely. Comes back in Sunday night, just like he's always done on the LIE. Gets home by 9:30, goes to bed, gets up the next morning, gets to his office, and by 9:35, he's handcuffed by the FBI. He's not seen the light of day since. That's how fast frauds end. Oh, incidentally, J.P. Morgan paid $2.5 billion in restitution and money to avoid criminal prosecution. They helped in the fraud.
Madoff. He wouldn't have been as successful as he was if he didn't have Morgan's help.
You think?
Yeah.
They paid $2.5 billion for a one-off dude?
Yeah.
I mean, they are lucky for that.
It makes you wonder if his son actually committed suicide.
Well, it doesn't make me wonder exactly, because what I'm wondering about is if we need to stop to take our commercial breaks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Financial obligations or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. What's next, Melody?
I just want to remind the listeners, and we'll get right to Greg, to visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter and give us a call for all your gold and silver coin needs, 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We've been talking about the admissions by Deutsche Bank that they have been rigging the gold and silver markets. And we've been speculating on what the impact will be on the remainder of the manipulation. Will it slow? Will it stop? What will happen? And I'm also curious, Greg, what do you think is going to happen to COMEX? Do you think the impact on Deutsche Bank is going to have any effect, direct or indirect, on COMEX, where they allegedly have something like 300-400 ounces of paper gold for every 1 ounce of physical gold that's available for delivery?
Hey, listen, Rob Kirby said on my channel a long time ago that things would end when China stopped getting their gold. And I think China, who put off the launch of this yuan gold fix, you know, this Shanghai Gold Exchange, this is to control the price because they have the gold. You know, you can't control the price of corn if you have no corn. You can't control the price of oil if you have a market where there is no oil. You cannot control the price of gold, and I suspect that there could be really soon, because I think it is we're in the end game, that China has bought all this gold. They don't want the price to go down. Okay? They don't. And they're not going to accept the dollar, so people can't take all this 16 that John Williams talks about. Let's put all this connected dots. They got $16 trillion of U.S. dollars, at least, probably more than that by now. He said this about 7-8 months ago. U.S. dollar, liquid U.S. dollar assets, that's treasury bonds, dollars, that's the whole thing. They're not going to let the world dump this into China and to exchange the dollars at whatever price for their gold, for their yuan. They're not going to do it. And I suspect at some point somebody gets the kahunas to say to LBMA, what do you say you have listed for delivery? Yeah, I'll take it all. And what do you, COMEX, what do you say you have listed for delivery? I mean, a sovereign wealth, I mean, you wouldn't take, I mean, look at, what is it, Paulson, who has $120 billion under management. What's a $900 million to him? I mean, some of these sovereign wealth funds, you know, China, where they got, more than $1 trillion in treasuries, yeah, we'll put up our treasuries. Yeah, what do you have? We'll give you $1 billion of treasuries. Yeah, we want you.
Oh,
we want
yeah.
What you have. I mean, the other thing is this whole Saudi thing, which Obama's going to veto. My God, does he look like a douche? I mean, let me get this straight now. You're going to say that, well, it opens up us for lawsuits around the world. Okay, that's part of it. The other part of it is that you're protecting Saudi Arabia. And we can't see what's in our own damn report, 28 pages, which I'm sure there's far more in there. I mean, you cannot explain Building 7 that fell, 8 hours after the hit, and no plane hit that building. There was some kind of collateral. There's no way that falls straight down. That just defies, I'm not an engineer, but that defies logic. 8 hours later, it just falls to the ground, flattens, free fall. So anyway, I mean, I think that there's a lot of questions in the official report, to say the least, and it must be so damaging for those 28 pages not to be released, and Obama's going to make it so they're not released, and I think Bush would have done the same thing. I mean, he covered this, so they're big family friends, and I think that this is just adds to the perfect storm of, Shanghai Gold Exchange, Saudis being pissed at America. They got a pretty weak hand, though. I mean, they're in a funny position because they hate Iran. As the rest of the, 90% of the Sunni world, which is 90% of the Muslim world, is Sunni, not Farsi speaking Persian Iranian, Shia. There's just so many perfect storms of garbage floating around. We just had Intel. This is just another little header here, little heads up. Intel's firing 12,000 workers. Hey, I thought that was a bright spot. Innovation. 11% of its entire workforce. Intel. Bye-bye. Poof. That's how great the economy's going. That's how great it's going. It's going fabulous. And it's just the perfect storm. They're not going to raise rates. You know, they've cried wolf on this raise. If they do raise rates, then they intend to crash the economy. You saw the worst start in stock market history after a quarter of a point. This is how dicey this is. A quarter of a point rise in December, 15th. And we opened the year at the worst stock market hit ever, and stock market open ever. Yes, it's come back, but then we have all the fraudulent propping up, fraudulent rigging, buying futures, interest rates rigging, currency rigging, gold and silver rigging, mortgage rigging, housing market rigging. Everything is rigged, folks. And you are, if you're playing in this market and you think you can get out before the music stops, and you won't need a chair, well, then good for you. But I suspect that, I've been saying this for a while. I've really been surprised by how long it's been going on for. But this is pretty much the whole Deutsche Bank thing, and just to get on with that. It pretty much eliminates the whole idea that some of these people, big people, were saying, oh, the markets aren't rigged. Oh, no, they're not rigged. No, they're rigged. No, it's official. It's all official. They're all rigged. And so I'm just very worried that this is coming to an end. And again, frauds and quickly. They don't come out and blow a trumpet and tell everybody to sell all your stuff and go into the gold market and pay off your house and make sure you get your car title and make sure you store some food, and they don't do that. That's not the way that works.
Well, part of the reason for that, part of the reason that they don't warn you what's going to happen is that the warnings should have been coming for years now, maybe a decade.
Well, look at,
and they should give you a warning today and another warning next month and another warning after that. They don't dare warn this, and as a result, the energy just accumulates and accumulates and accumulates to when this finally does break loose. Again, we'll see that avalanche metaphor where the final snowflake hits, can't conceal it anymore, and, I mean, it comes thundering at everyone, and the world is going to say, oh, my gosh, how did this happen? It's been going on for a decade or more.
You got the Pulitzer Prizes out this week, and they're in the USA Today. Hey, look at the, it's the refugees. Of course, they had to work at getting a picture where there was women in the shot. It's the refugee. Look at the, look, oh, Pulitzer Prize. They're breaking their arms, patting themselves on the back. And the biggest fraud in history is going on with, oh, they mishandled mortgages. I mean, nobody can look at what's going on. Not a single banker going to jail, and they're not going to cover that. Oh, no, oh, hell to the no, they're not going to cover that. They're not going to cover all the massive spraying, even though there's Senate reports out about it in a lawsuit in Canada. Oh, no, no, and a gag orders at NOAA. Not to talk about the high-altitude solar radiation management, geo-engineering, climate control, climate change. Yeah, it's getting hotter, all right, and they're causing it. Not anything of that. Nothing about the massive fraud. Oh, let's completely ignore the Deutsche Bank, one of the biggest, most leveraged banks, admitting they defrauded people in the gold and silver market, two separate markets, and are implicating other banks on the other side of the ocean. And there's more banks to come. They're obvious, painfully, missing from anything was any U.S. bank involvement. Citi has what, GLD, and J.P. Morgan has SLV. They both have big gold and silver investments. They didn't rig this. You really? They have nothing. We're not going to have any more shoes drop in the multiple now filing of lawsuits now against these banks and more to come? Not a story? Really? Not a story. I've been in the journalism world since the 70s, okay? I know what a story is. This is a huge business, at the very least, story. They were rigging money, for goodness sakes. And now it's official to all the other naysayers. Oh, and remember, let's not forget, the five-year CFTC silver investigation that ended in 2013, where they just couldn't find any evidence of rigging. We just couldn't find. I'd fire everybody in that office if I was the president. Yeah. Every single you anybody who was involved in it, you were involved in it. Yeah, fired. Gary Gensler, you need to talk to the FBI because this is too stupid to be stupid. He was a former head of the CFTC. So, folks, you are living in a world of unparalleled, in the history of the world, unparalleled fraud. And you cannot, if you were like, look at my stocks. Look at my stocks, you up. Look. You're stupid. You're playing on the railroad tracks with a lighter. Look at the pretty light. Look. Stupid.
And not even in a tunnel, and the light is coming at us just the same.
Yeah.
There's an article describing your recent interview with Rob Kirby. And the article says, in part, over the past 2 weeks, the U.S. Federal Reserve bankers have held several secret meetings, followed by a meeting with the president and vice president. Kirby sees this as very serious. Why don't you give us a clue on what you think is going on at the meetings between the Federal Reserve and also president,
I think,
vice president?
Much more formalized way, they're talking about the declining economy. For example, let's use a data point. Intel today fires 12,000 workers. That's 11%. Wow, that's a big hit even for Intel. This isn't just a few workers they're getting rid of. You look at the Baltic Dry Index, which is now up to now 500 from 300. Five years ago it was 12,000.
Then
if you look at all the Shanghai, just the shipping out of China is at its all-time low. So you can't pay this debt. So this idea that you can grow the economy to make the payments ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. Not gonna happen. That's a farce. That's a lie. The only thing we grew was the debt. Now we can grow our way out of this. No, you can't. No, you can't.
The debt's unpayable, and what are the consequences?
Well, I mean, the consequences are they're going to be forced with a, we're going to just default it. We're going to have the, we're not going to be, other countries moving away from the dollar at a quicker and quicker pace. You have the, Singapore, Shanghai Gold Exchange. You have a gold back, gold yuan price fix. I think part of it is the dollar is tanking. And you have, that doesn't mean they can't still, they won't manipulate it all the way down. At some point, somebody's going to call BS on the BS, and they're going to clean out COMEX, and they're going to clean out LBMA, and they're done. They're done. They're finished. They're done. They're no longer a pricing mechanism.
In the article on your interview with Kirby, it continues and it says the Federal Reserve appears to be planning to mitigate the damage which they themselves have caused with the manipulation of the U.S. dollar price of precious metals. Kirby forecasts an overnight dramatic reduction in the value of the dollar that he says will occur in a very, very short order, as in the next two or three weeks. Now, you interviewed him, I believe, late last week, so we're talking another two or three weeks at most before Kirby thinks there's going to be a big change in the value of the dollar.
Well, I mean, who in the heck knows what's going to happen? I mean, what happens if everybody starts trying to cash out their treasuries? Jim Rickard says, listen, the president has emergency powers. He can just tell people to stop doing it. Whoa, that's going to help things out. We just made the most liquid market in the world illiquid. What do you suppose is going to happen to the dollar? What do you suppose is going to happen to all these treasury bonds? You know, what do you suppose people are going to try to do? Sell. Oh, my gosh, nobody will accept the dollar. And you either liquefy the dollars and you liquefy the bonds, or you do cease becoming the most liquid, or you get the banks to liquefy them and stick them on their balance sheet. And you see, which is, I think, reason why Wells Fargo, they're getting all the banks they can to, you know, belly up to the trough and buy these treasuries, or maybe they print money and maybe they just monetize them and all these dollars come back. I mean, this is going to be, there's no way to predict, as Jim Rickard says, is that when if you talk to my mother and you say, hey, you tripled your balance sheet, how much did you make the risk? And she'll say three times. And if you talk to Wall Street and say, hey, you tripled your balance sheet, how much more is the risk? And they'll say, no, none. It's all bilaterally netted out. It's all, it's all covered and hedged. And he says, neither's true. He says, you know, actually, my mother's closer to being right, but really, if you triple your balance sheet, you raise the risk and you raise the fragileness by orders of magnitude. Now, you might get
President Obama says the happy days are here again. What are we worried about?
Well, that's why they're having all these impromptu emergency meetings. And, and they're probably saying we're going to have and I said this when I first went on the air, that they were going to ultimately sacrifice the dollars back in 2009. They were going to, if they come down to it, they're going to crush the dollar. Now they're hoping they can control the crush, but they don't, this has never been had. Let me keep this in mind, everybody who's listening. This says, never happened in U.S. history, never happened in global financial history. What is going on today has never happened. So, what's going to happen? You better be in control of your stuff. You better have clear title to everything, and you better have control of your everything, because you don't know if your brokerage is going to go under. You don't know if the broker is going to tell you, sorry, you can't cash out any stocks. You don't know if they're going to force people into the treasury market. You don't know if the brokerage is going to go MF Global or Lehman Brothers. You have no idea what's going to happen in the derivative market. And the Derivatives Dealers Association. They don't know what to do. They don't know. They've never done this before in the hundreds of trillions of dollars of derivatives that all this is hedged correctly. There's no way. We saw how well it worked with Lehman Brothers. We saw how well it worked with AIG. Yeah. And that required, what, $180 billion bailout for one company?
It's well, let's get back. We'll talk more about this when we return. We'll take a break for
fraud.
Some commercials. We'll take a break for some commercials. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethreews.thepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. And our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. And Greg was explaining during the last segment that from his first program, he was warning that one day the dollar would be sacrificed by the system. I'm looking at this dollar sacrifice, and I don't know that this is an entirely a bleak affair from the perspective of the government. And the reason I say that is if the dollar is sacrificed, whatever comes in will be hyperinflated, I'm going to guess. And what's going to happen to the national debt? If we get rid of the dollar, if the dollar collapses, don't we eliminate the national debt at the same time?
My God,
and
you know
is
how
the
much...
government is the government well served if that debt is suddenly vaporized and we'd have a couple of bad years, but then we can go back to we zero out and they can start in the black again. Do you say
we got
you
half
think that's
the,
a...
we got half the people in this country get a check, whether it's Social Security, whether they earned it or not, from the government.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose happens to all that dollar denominated on debt? Whoop, no more pension. No
yeah.
more checks.
Yep.
No more free phones, no more college. No, the real value of money
no
is going to come into play.
No more paper assets
and that's
in
what
the bank.
To the Shanghai Exchange, incidentally. There's no small coincidence that gold jumped and actually silver exploded. I mean, a 74-cent day on silver. I think the markets are closed now. Mm-hmm. Tell me what is it, 75 cents? It's almost at $17 an ounce in one day, just on the day the Shanghai Exchange opens.
Shanghai Exchange opening is what's motivating the spectacular increase in precious metals more so than whatever's happened with Deutsche Bank?
Well, that's all part of it. When all the dots get connected, that means that this is not going to be, at least by the Western world, this is not going to be a manipulated market for gold and silver. You're going to have to put your gold and silver. Now, you want gold to trade? Good. Let's see it. No paper contracts. No. You can't sell that here. No, you got it. We want to see it.
Which means now's the time to buy some gold.
Well, listen, this is going, and also the Chinese are going to want their own people to buy gold. They don't want people to invest in real estate in Canada and, in America and other stuff. They want the world reserve currency status or a world reserve currency status. And look at the debt to the U.S. dollar. Alfred, I can't imagine how fast and how many ways this could go sideways, and I'm sure they are trying to tell the president and vice president, Janet Yellen, and they're probably asking, can we keep it held off till after the November election? And she's saying, well, I don't know these damn Chinese. I mean, they want real money. And, Deutsche Bank's going to, listen, if you think Rob Kirby knew a month ago, he went on and said, there's a big bank that's over in Europe that's going to cop to rigging the silver market at the very least, and probably both. And sure enough, that happened. Do you think that the Federal Reserve didn't know that was going to happen? You think only Rob Kirby knew that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're telling them that the game is, we're running out of places. All these banks are going hoofs up, and, we only have $1 billion, or I don't know how much they have at Comex at this point, which is a totally fraudulent market. J.P. Morgan's going to find ways to make money. That's why they went from 5 million ounces to, 55 million ounces of silver. So there is no telling how violent and how quickly and how badly, if you're in the wrong position. The only position I can come up with is the simplest one, which is simple, small banks that loan money on real estate, and you put up money and you put down a down payment, and there's no, home equity line, and there's no others. That's robust. That is simple. Simple is robust. The guy that came up with the Black Swan, Nassim Taleb. Is that, what is his last name? The Black Sign. Nassim Taleb. Is that him? Yeah. The Blacks wrote the Black Eugene. Really what the premise of the book is that complicated, part of the premise is complicated systems are very fragile.
Yep.
Now, do you think with all the derivatives and all the fraud and all the phony accounting and all the market manipulations and all the interventions and manipulation and fraud in every market, do you think that's robust or do you think it's fragile?
Well, it's got to be fragile.
Yes, and so
part because nobody even knows what's going on, as you've pointed out from the beginning of the program. We are now in a time the world has never seen before. How stable can the system be? It's like launching the first rocket to the moon. We don't know if this is going to work or it's not going to work. Is it going to blow up on the launch pad or when it's 1,000 feet high, or what's going to happen here?
What is robust is things in your hand, your car title, your new tires in your car, your food at your house, your house paid for. This is all simple shit that they would tell you, don't do that. You got to get your money working for you. Make some payments and get a tax deduction. Stupid. Risky. You can't protect yourself from the downside. Borrow a bunch of money until your house goes under, way under what you paid for it, and you got to still make the payments. And you work for Intel, and you're one of the 11% of the people, the 12,000 people laid off. Yeah, that works great until your income stream gets interrupted. You got me? You with me on this?
I sure do.
That's why this all fits together. He's massive. We're not talking about, Fred's, fan company that we're not making enough for fans or some, crazy little company. We're talking about Intel. I thought they were doing great. I thought the tech world was fabulous. You watch Business, Bloomberg, and CNBC. Tell me about your tech. Tell me about your app. Stupid. I mean, this is, you know, this is great until your income stream gets interrupted.
Well, that's what they say. A recession, is when your neighbor's out of work. A depression is when you're out of work.
Well, and the idea here is that, you know, when you have your house and you have your car and you don't need that much to live on. Now you don't get, you know, you can change some stuff. You can eat beans and rice if you have to, but you can't keep making those house payments if you don't have, you know, you can't keep making the car payments if you don't have the income stream. That's the risk. That's the problem. And when things start going under, people start defaulting. That is a daisy chain of crap all onto its own. And so owning stuff like, and you know, precious metals, when you own it, and some people shouldn't have it. Now, people have called me and say, hey, I've got $5,000. Should I go out and buy silver? No! Go buy food. Get a set of tires for your car. Get yourself $1,000 in $10 bills. No, don't buy gold. Don't buy silver. Yeah, but some people,
Melody,
you can't tell them that.
Melody, I can hear you gasping.
I will just say one thing, Greg. Over 20-plus years, I have a lot of clients who have accumulated things, gold and silver, because they made those purchases. It was like a savings account for them.
No, I'm not talking about that.
But you are absolutely correct.
That's different. They're talking about it right now. I would have
said. They do have their food. They do have their supplies. They have their weapons. They have their protection. This was an added thing that they have done.
Well, I'm talking about people that say, I don't have anything right now, and I'm going to fix my whole thing in one swift. What should I do? And I'm like, whoa, you're talking about something that somebody has, hey, I'm going to buy an ounce. I think that's fantastic. If you dollar cost average, I'm going to buy no matter what.
Yep.
I'm going to buy.
Yep.
I'm going to buy a silver eagle, or I'm going to buy, you know, every 6 months, I'm going to buy one gold eagle, or every once a year with my tax return, I'm going to buy one gold eagle. Yes, that's fantastic. Yes, I'm going to buy, you know, a silver coin every month. Yes. Yes, that's fantastic. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people saying, I don't have anything. I plan nothing. Should I go out and buy gold? No. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. You need things. Yes.
You need
to control your – people need to control their funds. They need to plan. They need to get ready. And it's all about preparing for what is coming.
I had a friend of mine who her husband just died, good friend of mine, I know her since college, and my wife knows her too, so it's not like anybody I dated. But her husband died, I knew them both, loved them both, and she was telling me that I said, what are you doing with your thing? And she says, well, I'm getting his pension from a big Fortune 500 company. And I said, okay. And she says, you know, I'm dipping into my savings every month. I said, what are you doing? I said, well, somebody told me that I need a tax deduction to refinance my house. I said, whoa, stop. Oh, my God. Oh, no. You know, if she's paying $2,600 a month. And of that, there's taxes and then insurance. And then, basically she was paying about $19,000 a year. I mean, you're not getting $6,000 back. Why don't you just pay him $6,000? Why don't you just pay the tax? Go buy your house. Dick and she was doing $80,000 worth of, because she had some insurance money, worth of where it was a $500,000 house. I said, no, oh, my gosh, no. No,
there's so
no,
much
no, no.
bad information out there, Greg.
No, so much,
so much bad advice.
It's terrible. You're buying your own deduction. Yeah. You're paying dearly for a deduction that you don't need. Just pay them the damn tax. And she did. And she also went out at $10.50 and bought gold. I couldn't believe it. You know, most of the time I tell people, listen, go out and buy some gold. You know, I'm in St. Louis, so she used Scotsman coins. You can drive over there and pick it up. And I tell people, you know, anywhere in the Northeast, I mean, I tell a good friend of mine, I said, you should just drive down to Discount Gold and Silver. He's from Pennsylvania. And I said, you should just, I don't know where they are in Pennsylvania, but I just order it, make sure the check clears, and go pick it up. I mean, they can send it to you, too, but, I mean, you know, he said he's going to, you know, buy a lot, large sum. I told him to go to you. But anyway, it's just that you take time to get ready. It really takes time to get ready, and this is a real process, and people are just not really ready. They're just going to get creamed.
Ready doesn't merely require that you go out and get yourself some rolls of toilet paper. It requires you to also recognize what the problems are that you have in your own situation right now. For example, if you have a big bank account, you have a bunch of stocks, you have a bunch of bonds, this may not be a source of wealth that you're imagining. You've got to kind of shed the problems and grab onto the assets.
I think brokerages will go under. Not only will there be pressure on stocks to go under because they're all being propped up with fraud. I mean, take away the emergency measures. Take away all this emergency crap. Take away the phony accounting. Take away the, you know, 0.35% overnight money interest rates. Take away that stuff. Forget that. Let's go back to real interest rates. What happens to the price of everything when the bond market resets? Oh, my. And we've had, what, 7 years of this, 10-year treasury at 2%? I mean, that's crazy. What's going to happen when that resets to 4%? The wipeout. I mean, people got they have no idea what's going to happen to their lives. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That this is an unparalleled in human history, and if you add all the bad financial moves, we should have just washed out some debt back in '99. We didn't. And we shouldn't have to stop Glass-Steagall, and we shouldn't have had the housing bubble, and we shouldn't be blowing another bubble, a debt bubble that's unparalleled in human history. I mean, we had the banks that would have gone under. They should have gone under in 08, but they didn't. We saved, as Paul Craig Roberts says, I've talked to him many times, he says, we did all this to really basically save five banks. We imperiled the country.
Yep.
And this is the problem, and this is why people are going to be pissed when their money, when their ATM cards stop working, when their credit cards stop working, when their bank accounts are frozen. Jim Rickards says that when this happens, they're going to shut the system down. Boom. And he was talking about the stock market being, he says, back in the, I don't want to say in the early 1900s, I'm not him, but I know the number. Back in the early 1900s, do you realize the stock market was closed down for 5 months? 5 months? I mean, people think this is like a savings account. Oh, my 401k.
That's right.
For you.
There's the problem. They don't understand that when the debt gets canceled, so does the correlative paper wealth. People are sitting around holding pieces of paper that say $100,000 in the corner, and they say, I'm wealthy. I got a piece of paper that says 100 grand. No, you got an IOU. You're not wealthy till you get something tangible in your hands.
And this
we've
is,
got about
this
a minute and a half left, Greg, and one of the comments that Rob Kirby made is that when banks have nothing else to do, they take us to war, a world war. Are we going to have a nuclear war? Do you see that coming, or do you think Rob is perhaps a little bit extreme on that?
No, I don't. I think it's bad. I think there are a lot of countries that need war. I mean, America, numero uno. I mean, the people are going to hang when they find out, they're doing all this stuff to drive the stock market up so everybody can, like my friend said, look, my stocks are doing good. Stupid. Stupid. But when their stocks aren't doing good anymore, and when their payments stop, and when gas, we have the real inflation, and we have a real exit out of the treasury market, that's where the dollars, that's where we get hyperinflation. And then we get destruction of actual collateral. This is what gold is not just an inflation aid, it's collateral. The
That's
bonds
right.
are used as collateral.
Yeah. Well, Greg, we got to thank you for being on the program because we are out of time. This is Greg Hunter, our guest from USAWatchdog.com. He probably has the single best collection of interviews that are available on the internet with people concerning precious metals, the economy, geopolitics. I mean, it's hard to beat the collection of interviews that Greg has accumulated. Find him, USAWatchdog.com. We're out of time. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom. I want to thank all of you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Frank, the producer, and Greg Hunter. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.